Alrighty, let's go. How is everyone doing today? Really excited to be here speaking about empathy, youth leadership, self-care, and entrepreneurship. Welcome to Empathy Always Wins, guys. My name is Ali Salama, and I'm really excited to be just sharing the journey, everything with you. As something that changed my life was the Forbes 30 Under 30 recognition in September, and ever since, I just wanted to kind of be real about what is mental health and leadership and entrepreneurship. What is the intersectionality between all of those incredibly important topics for us youth emerging into this upcoming sort of economy that looks like nothing we've seen before? So today, I think I'm going to be talking about something that really hits home to me. I've personally suffered from it. We're going to be focusing on a lot of self-care in our podcast episode today, talking about burnout. I'm not sure if many people have the idea of what burnout is. It's oftentimes a little bit more overshadowed, but in my point of view, it is something that is extremely important for us to talk about. So when you're burnt out, it's not like you're just tired and you know, that's it. You're just fatigued. It's kind of like, no, burnout is extreme exhaustion. It's, you've isolated yourself for minimum, you know, a week or so, and you're starting to get escape fantasies. You're very irritable. You're frequently getting more ill. And something that is happening with me is that the past, you know, 3 months, I've realized that, wow, I am starting to feel burnt out. And what the hell does burnt out even mean? All right, well, let's start out with a few things. So, you know how I just said frequently you feel ill? Like, I never in my life had some, like, warts coming out of my skin, like, on my thighs, on my hand. You know, a lot of, some friend of mine has it on even his lip. So your skin, frequent illnesses, like, that can be really weird. But let me just get a little bit more deeper into burnout. And can you avoid it in your 20s? Because everyone's like, yo, 20s, you can do it. This is the time for you to, you know, figure out your life and live your dream. But I think it's a little bit more deeper than that. So let's sort of identify what our consequences with burnout. I think sleep deprivation and changing eating habits, when you forget to eat and your sleep is not consistent. Your immune system starts to feel a little bit iffy, like you're starting to feel not great all the time physically. Mentally, you can't concentrate. You have poor memory or poor attention. It's almost like you're not as smart, like something's off, and you're working hard and it's just driving you crazy, which causes you to lack productivity and performance. And that causes you to lose enjoyment and to avoid responsibilities. And that causes you to kind of feel a little bit down, and actually severely down, to the point where you can't think of anything. Your mind is literally burned out. I hope that's a little bit more of a clear explanation around burnout, but there's a physical component to it, there's emotional component to it, and there's a behavioral component to it. You know, the physical one is, as we mentioned, you know, that it can come, the illnesses don't have to be skin or like something really crazy big, but it can be anything along the lines of frequent headaches, back pain, muscle aches. Yeah, it's not sexy. Emotional, you're talking about how burnout affected me. You're talking about the self-doubt. You know, I just started feeling like, is Empower worth it? Is this all, you know, is this all really worth it? Like, so your motivation goes down the drain like crazy. Your satisfaction and level of accomplishment is driven to the ground, basically. And before we hop on to sort of how to avoid that, I just want to jump into the behavioral element of burnout. And that is, you know, it could be drugs, alcohol, taking your frustration out on others, just lashing out, skipping class, coming in late, leaving early, and procrastination. And that is something that I kind of want everyone here to take up with an open mind. And of course, guys, we all feel any of those. It doesn't mean that, oh, we're burned out, blah, blah, blah. No, like a very intense mix of all of those equals burnout. You can feel any of those and still not be classified as burned out. So I really don't want it to be like this episode where you're feeling, oh, I came out listening to Ali and like, oh, I just feel burned out. No. This is really for us to kind of gain awareness. Now, three things I've personally been doing and that have proven to be scientifically, you know, par for us to kind of cultivate a great level of well-being so that we can avoid burnout, especially in your 20s. Well, listen to that. Something that I've been doing, and it's literally right here. I mean, I'm uploading this episode onto YouTube as well, so you guys can watch me on YouTube as well as, you know, tune into the podcast on Apple, Spotify, Deezer, wherever you get your podcast. But this is a journal. This is literally a journal right here that I write. So the first step of avoiding burnout is cultivating healthy habits of self-reflection. How do you attend to your needs? Do you write, keep a journal? Maybe you're like, F that. I don't want a journal, man. I want to express in some different way. Perhaps leave a voice note to yourself or record a voice note on your memos, on your iPhone or on your Android. Perhaps doodle something. Perhaps, you know, setting goals is a part of weekly reflection, you know. The whole point of this point, which is to cultivate the ability to self-reflect, you can take it in your own manner and be creative in self-reflecting your own way. Maybe that's a walk every morning. Maybe that looks like a call with a friend. That is up to you. But what it needs to do or what it needs to accomplish is it needs to sort of give you an evaluation for what your being feels like. Are you feeling realigned? Are you feeling passionate? Are you feeling within yourself? Are you eliminating unnecessary things, or are you obsessing over the small things that don't really mean a lot that add up to a burdensome weight? That is the first step to cultivate a habit of self-reflection. Now, the second part or the second point to avoid burnout would be to exercise regularly, eat a well-balanced diet, and get good sleep. Now, those three things are the three things that my mama always told me. Like, Ali, if you're getting good exercise, you're eating well, and you're sleeping well, and you have those three things or those three mafatih, which means keys, unlock, then you're great. Because if nothing beats your sleep in your eating pattern and your ability to exercise, and by the way, exercise, guys, doesn't mean lifting weight. It could literally mean going for a brisk walk. Again, you know, a little bit of the points interline here, but again, it's very important to adopt these points to your own needs, because there's no such thing as right or wrong in what I'm saying here. But there is such thing as effective and ineffective, which means that it works or it doesn't work. And now the third thing that I want to sort of end our episode here is with one really important thing. And then the third point is, after cultivating an ability to have a self-reflection habit and exercising regularly, eating a well-balanced diet, and getting enough sleep, the third major point or must do to avoid burnout in your 20s would be including an enjoyable time out in your day. Do something unrelated to your work, such as yoga, pick up a hobby, play with your guitar, pat your dog. Do something that completely has an unrelated meaning to your job or your work or your area of focus. And do it with flow. Do it with as much as you can a state of mindfulness. That is just focusing on exactly your five senses while you're doing that. I mean, for me, it's vocal. When I say vocal, I mean singing. But vocals are my way of getting in tune with my emotions, a sense of feeling that I've lost track of time. I've lost everything that keeps me stressed and sort of in that sort of work mode when I'm singing, when I have my vocals on lock, when I'm singing something that I really want to express. But again, that looks very different to someone else. Maybe for someone else, it's playing Lego. Maybe it's watching a Netflix series. Whatever that might be, that is your me time, your time out. That is something that you do for you and you include it every day, and it's a non-negotiable. So again, we'll repeat those three habits that we need to incorporate to avoid burnout. That is cultivating an ability to self-reflect every day. That's exercising regularly, eating a well-balanced diet, and getting healthy sleep. And that is, again, including me time every day. No matter how busy your day is, no matter how much of a high performer, that is the key to keep and stay consistent and achieve that high performance result, or whatever that might be for you to kind of top that standard that you're looking for in your life and stay there. I've always said to myself, hey, it's easy to reach to the top. I mean, it's not really easy, but it's doable. The really hard thing is to stay at the top and consistently keep getting those results that are world-class results. That requires a habit, that requires a routine, and that requires a mindset, and that requires great mental health and well-being. And that requires also for you to be a leader. Self-management and leading yourself, it is the sole key for you to kind of have a great quality life. And that highly depends on your level of emotional intelligence, which ties to this show, Empathy Always Wins. The more you're empathetic within yourself, the more emotionally intelligent you can spot the trends and everything that's going on within your being, the more that you can able to put a stop and start doing something else, i.e. start taking care of yourself, or start knowing when to regulate yourself and when not to. Start knowing how important this person is to reply to right now in this second, this WhatsApp, this iMessage. Oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed. From taking a breath and going further with what you have to do that is your number one priority. I think for me, the most important thing that I'm starting to learn and I want to really share with you guys is time management. I think for all of us, whether you're listening to me in the car right now, whether you're listening to me, you know, pumping iron in the gym, or whether you're listening to me in bed, this podcast is aimed to help you be able to take best care of yourself and to be able to become the best leader and entrepreneur out there while maintaining a great sense of mental health and well-being. So that being said, thank you guys for listening to me. This is going to be a weekly show. I'm really excited to be joining with you and joining you guys with you. What the hell was that? Thank you so much. My name is Ali Salema. I really hope you guys like the show. Just give it a thumbs up, share it with your friends, subscribe to it. If you're on Apple Podcasts, follow it. If you're on Spotify, and leave a rating and a review. It would really mean a lot to me. And let's keep moving forward. Also, drop me a direct message if you want to be part of the show, if you want me to read something out that you've been doing, any wins that you have, I want to be a part of that. So definitely feel free to email me if you need any support. I definitely would like to be a part of your journey, or just share something that you made you feel great about this episode. So the comments below, if you're on YouTube, email is there. If you're listening to the Spotify or Apple or wherever you're listening to your podcasts, peace out, guys. So much love in life and in business. Empathy, it always wins. Cheers.